Okay, so as much as people love that this season one of Love is Blind UK cast people in their 30s, yeah, that's good. That's great. But if you're gonna cast people in your 30s, can you please cast people who have some money? Is that too much to ask for? So we heard rumors about the person from Uche season who I can't remember his name, but they made it to the altar, but then they cut the scenes entirely from what actually aired because he was allegedly abusive and homeless. And there have been a few people in the US who have been broke. And then we get to the UK. And Kat is obviously broke, allegedly. That's what she presents herself to be. A snob who lives with her parents, who I wouldn't be surprised if her parents are bankrolling her because it appeared that she was unemployed at the time of filming, allegedly. So we have Kat as a broke ass bitch on season one of Love is Blind UK. Then we get Steven. Steven, who was broke. Slash is broke as a joke. And who the hell did he marry? He married the badass bitch Sabrina, who is wealthy, whose money is long. Why am I saying that Sabrina's money is long? We'll get to it. And then on the flip side, you got Benaiah. Benaiah. Who sat there and said he's homeless? We got Benaiah who said he's a nomad and he's homeless. Then we are all sitting there as podcasters saying Benaiah is broke. Come to find out, Benaiah is one of the wealthiest people cast in Love is Blind history. And when you think about it for 2 seconds, only a rich motherfucker would sit there on TV and say that he is homeless. Think about it. Only somebody wealthy is going to say that they're homeless. Do you think a homeless person is saying that they're homeless? They're too embarrassed and ashamed. So to give you a little bit of the backstory, Benaiah went to a school, elementary slash middle school slash high school, whatever. $30,000 a year. That's much how much a school cost, okay? Secondly, apparently he has a lot of money, which is why he's able to travel a lot, hop around a lot. People who are connected to him have confirmed his money, like he is wealthy. And Jasmine, he's so wealthy that Jasmine referred to Benaiah as an heir. She joked that he's an heir. This man is very, very rich. I can't remember all the details of this. As you can tell, I watched videos and whatnot and I didn't take any notes. But Benaiah is very wealthy. And that's why, like I said, his ass sat there and said that he's homeless. Like, he's like, homeless what? Homeless who? I got all this in the bank. Again, only a rich person would say that they're homeless on television. So, moving right along, when I talk about how this show keeps casting broke ass people, Steven is broke, broke, y'all. Steven got on this show as a 37-year-old man who rents a room with his friend, okay, in London. And his gym was tanking slash not even existing or what, like allegedly Stephen, well, first and foremost, Stephen shared or rented a room with a friend in London at 37 years old. And then secondly, had no money slash I think his gym closed or something happened with his job. But he didn't have money, but like he did not have money when he got on the show. And he was renting a room when he got on the show. And then I guess things got worse after the show. Sabrina, on the other hand, is beautiful, smart, cute, sexy, and cute, which I think I've said before. It's hard to master sexy and cute. For most people, it's one or the other. Sabrina quit her job because she was that committed to the experiment, or sorry, to being married to Steven. She quit her job, started her own marketing consulting agency. Before quitting her job, she already owned her own home. After quitting her job with her consulting firm doing so well, Sabrina is flying all of her family and friends out to Greece for a party. She's paying for their travel, paying for their accommodations, paying for the party. And she said she had that they had 40 friends and family at the wedding. So she's paying for 20 or 40 people. I don't know how much of those 40 were her friends and family, but let's just say 20. The bitch is paying for flights. She's paying for accommodations and a party for 20 people to Greece in October. She is the wealthy one. She was the come up for Steven. And maybe, and I'm obviously thinking about this in real time, maybe the reason why he just was not putting the effort in with Sabrina, maybe it's because he felt so inadequate. Like he had this wife who has money. Meanwhile, he rents a room and is broke. That's still no excuse though, because Sabrina loved him. And I'm sure Sabrina could have paid to help him make his own money, to start a new gym, start a new business, work for her business. They could have worked it out. But Steven, I really, really dislike him so much. I think he is such a problem, such a piece of shit, such an asshole. So let me get to my notes. So Sabrina has given a few interviews and she's also posted comments on TikTok. Anyways, she was diagnosed with depression because of her failed marriage and she was put on medication. I'm assuming antidepressants for the very first time in her life. She said the first 6 months after the show were really hard on her. She took this so hard. And what sucks is that she said that she turned her phone off when the wedding episode aired. Because she knew everybody was like, she was getting inundated with all these congratulations and she couldn't tell them. Obviously, people had to wait until the reunion to find out that her marriage was over. So Sabrina keeps on saying that she wishes that she had listened to her intuition more. And I don't like her saying that because I feel like that means that she's kind of holding herself responsible for this outcome. Netflix. The people who cast for this show, they are the ones who should be held responsible for the outcome. When you sit there and you cast someone who is pushing 40, who ain't got no money and no place, it's your fault. Because, or if you're going to do that, if you're going to cast a broke person, the entire cast should be broke. Just like if you're going to cast a wealthy person, the entire cast should have at least enough money to take care of themselves. You shouldn't be casting someone like Sabrina, who owns a home, with someone who rents a room. I'm sorry, they shouldn't be on the same cast. So I feel that Sabrina has really internalized this, and I hate that for her. I really, really hate that for her. Like, for example, Sabrina is saying that she's taking a break from dating to work on herself. And this is what I hate about men and women. Women are always taking a break from dating to work on themselves, constantly wanting to work on themselves. Meanwhile, Steven is dating. Steven contacted Sabrina, according to her, a few, I think 2 months or so before the reunion taping to tell her that he's dating. He said he didn't want her to be blindsided. I don't know what the hell that means. when she says that he's dating. I don't know if that means he has a girlfriend or not, but Steven is the one who needs to work on himself. He ain't got no money. He's the one who needs to take a break. So, anyways, Sabrina says that. Okay, so I'm seeing it in my notes. Sabrina's paying for 40 people. My gosh, she's wealthy. Okay, so my notes say that Sabrina says that her brother flew in from Korea and that she had for her wedding and she had 40 friends and family there, and Netflix does not pay for flights and accommodations. I love Sabrina saying this because I believe that Netflix needs to pay for people's travel. Look at how much money Netflix generates every quarter. And now that they're pushing all these ads down our throat, I pay on any platform that I'm on, I pay to be ad-free because we all have a finite amount of time on this earth, and I don't see why I should spend any of that time fast-forwarding past commercials or having to like let those commercials run, because usually you can't fast-forward past those type of commercials. So I pay for it. So Netflix has almost doubled in recent years of what the fuck it charges me. And then they're getting ad revenue, and y'all are telling me that you can't pay for people's travel off of one of your most popular fucking shows. I really hope that Netflix changes this. It's wrong, period. So I didn't know Sabrina had a brother. Remember, I only watched the wedding portions of the episodes. I don't remember anybody commenting on her brother. I don't know if he didn't want to be on camera. So Sabrina has a brother, and she is paying for 40 people to fly to Greece and party in Greece. What a, like, how can I be friends with Sabrina? What the hell? Anyways, so let's see these other bombshells that I have here. So Sabrina says that she regrets getting married and that she beats herself up a lot about getting married so soon. This girl, stop. We all bought into what Steven was selling. We bought into it. And that's what you're supposed to do sometimes in life. Sometimes in life, you're supposed to take a leap of faith. You did nothing wrong, girl. Fuck this guy. So, Sabrina's marriage with Steven lasted for 86 days, as we saw in the reunion. Throughout those 86 days, Steven flew to London 7 times to spend time with Steven. Steven flew to Sabrina 2 times to spend time with Sabrina. So that's 9 times in 86 days. Sabrina said that she didn't want them to go 2 weeks without seeing each other. Like, she was working very, very hard at this relationship. And it's sad. It's sad. We all have the footage of what she thought her relationship was, what we believed her relationship was, and then what we learned it became. That's really sad. So, Steven, here is a huge bombshell. Steven told his friends that Sabrina's not his type. Okay. I think Sabrina's gorgeous. I've said it many times. Steven is not better looking than Sabrina. Sabrina and Steven are both the same level of attractive. So what the fuck does he mean when he says she's not his type? Like, what the fuck does that mean? And if she's not your type, why were you fucking her and why did you get married to her? I can't stand this man. I can't stand this fuck boy. I can't stand him. All right. So Steven brought his ex-girlfriend to Sabrina and Steven's wedding. And Sabrina says she didn't get to speak to her, but she did introduce herself to his ex. So then Steven said to Cosmopolitan UK, he responded, he said, "It was someone who I went on a few dates with a couple of years ago that didn't materialize into anything other than a friendship. I consulted with Sabrina on the whole wedding list, as couples do before any invites were sent out, so I'm surprised she said this." Okay. Let's dissect this. If Steven went on a few dates with someone, why did he invite her to this wedding that she then paid to attend? Because, as Sabrina says, Netflix don't cover your travel. And so the whole season, I was told, is filmed in Sweden, except for, I guess, when they're in the London flats, right? So you're telling me a bitch flew, a bitch got on a plane to go to your fucking wedding that you had a few dates with? Why was it so important for her to be at your goddamn wedding, Steven? I don't really know if she's an ex-girlfriend, but they probably smashed, and I don't really see why she was there. Like, why is she there? If you're then gonna act like you aren't married after you get married, why was she there? Were you trying to show her, oh, yeah, I'm getting married. You're gonna see this on TV later, but it's all a ruse. Like, I don't understand why Steven invited this bitch. And I don't understand why Steven didn't introduce this bitch to his wife, Sabrina. It's shady. So then, somebody tweeted, her name is Yang, or at JADORE, Krista, CHRISTA. She said, Steven massively misrepresented himself and his circumstances. What's also interesting and not surprising, to be honest, was his desire to be a father without any future preparation in place. 37, no job, living in a flat chair, and going on a show to marry is very irresponsible. Yeah, Steven, where's your money for all these mini-me's that you want? You don't got a job. You don't got a job. And then the woman that you married who has a lot of money, you disrespected and treated like shit. How you gonna get these mini-me's, bitch? Like, all right. Another tweet by someone named Kate, KEALANI. I think his broke fake Speedo was on a Cricket mobile minute plan. Why? That's why he doesn't do phone calls or text his wife. She's saying he was too broke to text or call Sabrina, and I love that. It could be true. It could be true. Sabrina also in an interview said, no man, no stress, as far as like her taking a break from dating. Again, I hate that for her so much. I think she's the best. And I'm really, really hoping that I followed Sabrina on Instagram because I'm hoping to see her glow up. I want to see her with a new boo. I want her to be just like Jessica from Love is Blind, who someone watched her on the show, reached out, married her, wifed her, and they have a son now. Like, I hope that somebody sees what a great catch Sabrina is and marries her. Because, like, she put in so much work into a straight up piece of shit, broke ass fuckboy. And how are you supposed to feel when you find out that the person you married said that you're not their type? These men are so fucking despicable. If somebody is not your type and you're on TV, shut the fuck up. How about you just don't date them and don't marry them and call it a day? So we also learned that Maria said that she and Tom both knew that they would say no at the altar, and she said that her and Tom should have broken up before the wedding, and that she knew that her and Tom would be happier with other people. This is all those quotes I just said, those are quotes by a woman who is trying to save face and rewrite history. If Maria knew that Tom would say no at the altar, she wouldn't have said yes, right? She wouldn't have said yes. Because she's saying that she knew that both her and Tom knew that they would say no at the altar. She wouldn't have said yes. So that's lie number one. Lie number two, or another obvious sign that Maria was lying, was the look on her goddamn face. The embarrassment on her fucking face. Also, Tom knew he would say no, but he sat there promising her mom. Like the true piece of shit he is. I don't find him attractive. I find him disgusting. Anyways, Maria's full of shit. She thought she was getting married. Like, I don't like when people do this pride shit to the point where they are lying because we all saw the footage, bitch. We thought that you thought that you were getting married because you did think that you were getting married. But all of a sudden she's saying, oh, I knew it would be a no. That's not what your face said, bitch. And that's not what you said in the confessionals. So I hate that shit. Also, according to Kat, Kat has been in a relationship with Jake. She started dating him, I think, fairly soon after the show wrapped. Jake DM'd her and she said, oh, actually, I'm not married. Anyways, according to Kat, Freddie got on Hinge the day after their wedding. Shout out to Freddie. Shout out to Freddie. Kat, have fun with Jake. I don't care about you. Don't want to see you anywhere in the future. Don't give a fuck about your ass. I hope Freddie got on Hinge because he was treated horribly. And I believe there's so much that wasn't shown. I think there was a lot more of Kat being a cunt that wasn't shown, a lot of footage that just they didn't air. They have, there's only so many minutes for every single episode. So I'm glad that doesn't make us think of Freddie any differently that he got on Hinge. You were a terror. Let the man get on Hinge. And I doubt he needs to be on any fucking dating app now that he's on this goddamn show. The amount of pussy this man is probably fucking getting thrown his way. Damn. And lastly, today on Benaiah's Instagram, he posted a photo of him and Michelle at a Netflix movie premiere, and the man cleans up well. The man, I'm sorry, the suit he's in is so fucking fire. Oh my God, I love his fucking suit. And Nicole's wearing a white dress. And he is very funny. Like, Nicole posted a really beautiful caption last week, and he commented, he goes, "Who hacked your account?" or whatever. Like, we didn't get to see Benaiah's funny side. We saw it in the footage of them, when they're after the show that they showed on the reunion, and I see it on Instagram, but we didn't see his funny side at all, which is a shame. But we also didn't see his rich ass, his rich bitch side either. So, anyways, that is the tea. The Love is Blind UK season one tea. And this is what I got to say. I'm really starting to hate this show. I will watch it, but I feel that it's turning into a hate watch for me. Or within the next 3 seasons, it's going to be a hate watch for me because I don't appreciate people like Steven being cast on this show. I don't, it's not fair to us as viewers who want to see people who are there for the right reasons, who want to get married, put effort into their marriage, stay married, who aren't just fucking around saying that somebody's not their type and being full of shit. I want them to cast people who are genuine. Everybody wants to be famous at this point. Who cares? The show is already so big. You can never really make the claim that somebody is on the show for fame because everybody is. And so I don't really think it's fair to say that. But I want the people who are on the show for fame to also be there for love. And I want fuckboys like Steven on this show. I don't want. It's like season after season, we get people who are not ready to be married. Season one, I just thought of it. We got Mark, who was broke and paired with Jessica. Like, get people who are in a good position to get married and who want to get married. Put them on the fucking show. Do a little research. All you have to do is talk to their friends and family and talk to them about, okay, what is this person's relationship history? Has this person talked about wanting to get married? Has this person ever said they want to be famous? Et cetera, et cetera. Verify their fucking income. Do a background check. Do all the shit that everybody has to do when they want to work at McDonald's. I'm disgusted. I don't need all this to be entertained. I don't need people like Steven and these shitty ass fame hungry fuckboys to be entertained. I rather see love stories and some drama. You could do both, but you don't got to be casting people who don't got 2 cents to rub together. So I'm hoping that things will improve, but considering how popular this series is, I think they're going to continue to place clowns in the cast for ratings. And I don't like it. I don't respect it. I hate that for us because they're wasting our time. They're honestly wasting our time as viewers. All right, y'all. That's it. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.